It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Aditi Bandlamudi, in for Brian Watt. For the first time in close to a decade, state lawmakers today plan to consider increasing the penalties that refineries pay when they violate air quality regulations. KQED's Ted Goldberg reports.
It's been almost 5 years since the power went out at Valero's Benicia refinery. This triggered the release of more than 80,000 pounds of sulfur dioxide. It was one of the worst refinery accidents in the Bay Area in years.
People in Benicia woke to the sounds of sirens this morning.
And we saw thick black smoke and big flames.
Huge flames and massive dark plumes of smoke poured.
Benicia police started advising anyone just downwind of that refinery to evacuate the area.
Some residents were told to shelter in place, and some sought medical treatment for breathing problems. The incident prompted the state senator who represents that area to call for tripling fines for refineries that break air quality laws. The oil industry fought that proposal. Environmentalists said it wasn't strong enough, and it was pulled before it got to committee. Now a bill authored by East Bay Assemblymember Buffy Wicks to do something similar is set to be heard this afternoon.
We're going to go at it again. I am prepared to take on big oil in this fight. This is a worthwhile endeavor, and I think I have the moral high ground on this fight in particular, because these refineries, they should be keeping our communities safer than they are right now.
Many of the fines would go from $10,000 to $30,000. If a refinery repeats a violation in the same year, it can go up to $100,000. In a letter to Wicks, the Western States Petroleum Association said the proposal unfairly singles out refineries, and in its words, creates serious ambiguity and uncertainty. You wouldn't have gotten that impression when you heard the association's president, Catherine Rehise-Boyd, answering a question about the bill on KQED's Political Breakdown last week.
Look, we have never been against any kind of enforcement for issues that have come up that people have not complied with. Our industry, the members I represent, it is their number one issue to comply.
Expect to hear air district regulators and environmentalists emphasize at today's hearing. That's far from the truth. I'm Ted Goldberg, KQED News.